Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
A lot of questions that are coming in, and I do want to let our audience know, if you haven't hit that like button already, do smash it up. We are live right now. Help boost us up in the algorithm. We're going to carry on with some open discussion, and hopefully I can try to prompt this along. But yeah, keep the super chats coming in. We are going to ask those with priority. A big thank you to Grace and Emmett for having our lively discussion here. So I am going to ask Grace here, you know, a quick little question and try to push us into some other territory. So, you know, to what extent does premarital sex, you know, does it influence stability in a marriage? Because obviously you're coming from this place of, like I say, you do believe in the foundations of marriage being important. I'm a married man, you know, you know, regardless of, you know, where we stand on our worldview. How do you think that that would help for the longevity of our marriage? You know, how would it be a positive, I guess, is what I would ask.
Well, I think
that was for Grace. I'm so sorry. I'm just asking Grace. I think she took a second to be like, well, hold on. I got to think about that for a second. But yeah, how could that positively influence those relationships?
Well, I would say as opposed to, like I said in my opening statement, as opposed to the kind of honestly typical idea, which is that the guy basically gets blueballed during their dating until the man and woman get married. And then she gives it up. I would say that's much healthier, because the idea that what a man's going to do during dating is just like, you know, it's called self-abuse, masturbate, until he gets to like get in the wedding, the marital bed with her. That creates, you know, sort of like a private sexuality that he's now developed, probably while looking at porn. And the idea that masturbating and looking at porn is healthier than some premarital sexual activity, not necessarily sex, but you know, whatever, to help the guy out. The idea that the masturbating privately and looking at porn to avoid doing that is like would lead to a like healthier relationship. I frankly don't see it. Even if you guys really want to get married and you think marriage is on the table and you really love each other, I would say that certainly the lesser of two evils in that sense, and would certainly promote more stability. You're going to trust each other more. You're not going to develop private sexualities that you feel shameful of. You're not going to feel like one of you is sinning and one of you is pure, which by the way is always the male sinning and the woman being pure. You know, you have a little mess on your hands to avoid
in marriage,
a huge mess on your hands. If you get married prematurely and you have kids and then it all goes to shit and you get divorced.
That was a big thought. So let's let Emmett in on this one.
I just think that, this is a very, she's kind of right, but she's also wrong.
I won.
I think she's kind of right. Yay. Yeah, I think she's kind of right in the sense of we're demonizing kids and Muslim males most of the time, when in reality it's a problem for both sexes. Both sexes have this problem when it comes to sexual morality. I don't think the solution, as again, is the idea of let's go ahead and allow and just see it as the lesser of two evils, right? I think what we're looking at is a problem when we are, instead of encouraging them to take responsibility and get married and have families and do what is good for them and society in general, we are discouraging them.
You keep saying that I'm against marriage. I'm not against marriage.
I'm just telling you that you're pretty much telling any kid that they're not ready. They can't do it. If you're 20 and you want to have, you know, if you're 20 and you really want to get married to this kid, you shouldn't do it because you're not ready. And that's what we tell them all the time. And I think they are ready. I think what they should do is actually do it and grow together and have a family. And I understand you're not against it, but that's the position you're having. The position is these kids, you know, these kids suck. They don't have what it takes That's what we tell them all the time. And I'm saying they do have what it takes.
But you're actually not solving the problem of modern dating. If we take dating to be getting to know each other before committing to a lifelong relationship, right? Marriage.
Yeah.
Dating is getting to know someone before committing to marriage. Okay.
Yeah.
So you actually haven't solved the problem of modern dating unless you say that there is no modern dating, because modern dating involves the woman enjoying some of the goods of marriage while withholding what most men find compelling as the goods of marriage. For example, she gets to hug him, hang out with him, go to dinner with him, see movies with him, etc. But he doesn't get to basically have sex, right? So yeah. You haven't really answered that problem. What are Christians supposed to do in that situation?
I would recommend them.
No dating at all. Get to know each other, just boom, arranged marriage, no. get to making kids.
I want Christian families. I want you to go to church, see a girl, ask her out, and be like, you know what? We're going to give us X amount of time. And if we really like each other, we're going to go ahead, get married, and we're going to do it. And we're going to have kids, and we're going to do great. And yes, I'm presupposing that you have to go to church, because that's the best way to do it. And that's the only real way that you can find someone that's going to have that commitment.
So you go to church, you find a girl that you like. How do you get to know her? How do you do the dating? What happens?
Preferably we'll be chaperone. You can go ahead and ask her.
Okay, so once again, Emmett, I agree with you that ideally that would be true, but that's not possible. That's not how our culture works.
You are asking me what would happen
now, not in an ideal society. Nobody goes on chaperone dates at 12 years old.
You are asking me what should happen.
Go ahead there. Go ahead there, Emmett. I'm gonna say
what can happen.
No, that's not what you asked. How would you do it?
Maybe if we could just try to please this argument, what would be the bare bones expectation, you know, for yourself, if it was like, this is the bare minimum that I would expect to consider this not to be something that you'd have to repent for?
When it comes to...
You mean like,
ethics?
Ryan, like, what's relationship the basic timeline, meeting someone and then marriage?
Yeah, okay, not being courted, but like, you know, you said that ideally they could be courted, but obviously there's a lower bar that, you know, if they can't, that you may accept. So I'm just curious, expectation for somebody to moralistically follow their way, you know, into a marriage by your standard?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's, okay, so the ideal status will be what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you go out, you have a good time, you're alone, it's perfectly fine. Okay, I don't have any problems with that. If you try to, I would put it all the way into kissing, probably. And I would say that the only problem that I have with this, because I can go, it can be anything at the end of the day, you know, you can. The idea of sinning, especially when it comes to the Bible at some points, is if you do something without faith. So it can go all the way to almost anything. Yeah, you're going to look for it. It's going to be there. It's going to be awesome. it's in Romans, by the way. So it can be... My idea of it at the end of the day is not that you're going to be perfect. There's going to be moments in time when you can have a relationship and you can get over the board and you cannot control yourself or anything can happen. And it is, we don't live and we don't act through perfection in the church even. What we do is we try to move towards that perfection. We're moving towards it.
Wait, but just to clarify, what Ryan was saying was, what is the lowest minimum bar somebody could do without committing sin? Like,
well, we all know what sexual sin is at the end of the day, you know? It's like, I think a hanky panky is bad. It's bad. Okay. If you're going on a date and they give you the hanky panky,
you think it's better to make out with a girl and then go home and jerk off by yourself?
No, I think that's
disagree.
Bad too. Okay, but
you just said kissing can be okay.
But I think kissing is not the same as just, you know, making out, being like being on top of the guy, doing all of the motions without doing the thing. It's
all right. We're gonna need a mannequin. Okay? We have to figure out exactly what level of kiss Emmett is okay with. Can tongue be involved? I mean, are the hands by the side?
You know what? I'm gonna go full authoritarian. No kisses allowed anymore. Because too much. Okay. Kisses not allowed. We can't allow them anymore. Until we go into a better society and have better marriages, no kisses until marriage. That is the point I want to make.
I mean, I think, like, just to go back to the just to reframe it, maybe. Okay, so we're debating here, is premarital sex wrong? I've changed a little bit. Is premarital sexual activity wrong? And I'm talking about most, like, not exactly necessarily sex. As Emmett said, sodomy. You can call it that. I don't mind calling that. My answer is, I don't think it's wrong. I think it's the lesser of two evils that are available to Christians in the modern dating era. And as it's being the lesser of two evils, it is the prudent and moral thing to do. So it's not wrong. Emmett is basically arguing, no, there's another option, which is just to get married young. And I just to reframe here, I just fundamentally disagree, because I believe that most people, especially young people, need to mature before getting married, but they don't necessarily need to be perfectly mature to date. And dating can actually help them mature and keeps them free from massive commitments that will probably do much greater harm than, you know, frankly, a hand job. If you compare the devastation of getting married young and having kids and the damage you're doing to those kids because you weren't mature enough to commit to this, as opposed to some limited premarital sexual activity, I just don't think you can make the argument.
Well, as I said, the kids are being demonized now. They're seen as a nuisance, as something bad, and you just prove it. It's like, well,
there would be damage done to the kids.
Listen, we don't live in a perfect world. We're going to have damage. That's not the problem. And you know it. We should avoid damage to children at all costs. Yes, we should avoid damage. We're not going to be perfect parents.
Encouraging people to marry is not avoiding damage. It's encouraging damage.
No. I think it's way more damaging, for example, for a kid to not have a family. I think that is actually damaging. I think that is the most damaging thing that you can do to a kid, is to go ahead, do something that's immoral, and then do something more immoral, like not marrying the person you do something moral with, and then leaving the kid and having to have this dual reality with one parent here and one parent over there and having all these troubles. I think that is way more damaging to kids.
Well, I'm not suggesting non-careful premarital sexual intercourse where you get the woman pregnant because you're not being careful.
But you're suggesting they wait till 26 to have actual meaningful sex, right?
Well, I mean, I think, like, I mean, frankly,
we're going to just do the hanky-panky and the blowy-blowy.
I think a nice hanky-panky, it can be very kind and intimate. It's much better than a guy doing it by himself. That's very lonely and alienating. Masturbation is much further away from nature than hanky-panky. I'm not talking about this. I'm just talking about, you know.
Yeah, and what is nature? What is the nature? What is calling nature us to do? To procreate,
nature
right?
is calling us to this because it's to procreate. And it procreates. But if you're not mature enough for that, you know, if it's a question between,
if you're not
I think
mature
you're
for
setting
that,
people up with a false dichotomy. Either you jerk off or you get married. Well, what about a little thing in between? What would be the harm? Could be very nice.
If you are not mature enough for that, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. I'm sorry. I don't. It's fine. It's a funny way to say it. Okay. The hanky panky and the blowy owie. Okay.
The blowy owie.
The whole point that I'm saying is maybe if you're not mature enough, you shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
If you're not mature enough, you shouldn't be doing what in the first place?
Sexual activity.
Okay, so you're saying, go ahead and get married, but don't you dare give your boyfriend a hand job.
Yeah. If you are not willing to marry that sweet guy, okay, maybe don't give it a blowy-owie. That's what I'm saying. Because you cannot do blow him.
Maybe you don't know whether you're ready. Maybe you need to mature more, but you love the guy and you don't want to drive him crazy.
Okay. In that case, it sounds like you're not ready for dating. What is the end result? What should be the end result of dating?
Marriage and kids.
Marriage. Okay. So if you are getting into dating and you are not ready for marriage, maybe you shouldn't be dating, because the dating is for marriage. Do you agree with me?
Well, that's an interesting point. But even if, I mean, it's hard to know exactly when you're ready for marriage. I think you should date a little bit to test out the waters. I don't think anybody would say you should date the first girl you're attracted to, right?
Well, you should. Well, I mean, if you are a guy, you don't do that, right? You propose to several, you usually propose to more than one people, because you get turned down 99% of the time. Listen, no, I am a Latino. Nobody, no woman has ever said no to me in my life. Okay. I don't understand this.
No, it's not like, oh, I have an 80% failure rate. No, so I'm just going to propose to as many girls as possible.
Yes. I'm not saying that. No. Usually what happens, and this is for experience, you would go to a girl and be like, hey, do you want to hang out? Do you want to go out? And she would be like, ah, no. And you're like, okay. Okay.
Well, that's not a proposal. You mean a proposal to date, or you mean like a proposal?
Yeah, if you say, well, do you wanna go hang out? Like, can we go to a movie? Yeah, can we go ahead and do X or Y thing?
This might be a language barrier thing. He doesn't mean proposing marriage. He just means proposing that you guys get together.
Oh, you mean get down on one knee and propose?
No.
It just means like chilling and hanging out and having a conversation.
Okay.
Like you say, hey, you want to have coffee with me? That's what I mean. You want to have coffee with me?
Oh, alone? Okay. Okay.
And then if
sure, you ask plenty of women out on a date. No. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying that. Usually when a man proposes, is because he thinks the person will say yes, even though there have been cases where they do say no. But most of the time they would say yes, and you both will be happy, and I hope everybody that does it gets done, right? When you're trying to date someone, especially at the beginning, there will be rejection at the end of the day. That happens, right?
I'm not sure what that has to do with my point. Like, sure.
Well,
yeah.
The point that you, I think you were making the point. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think you were making the point that you're not entirely sure when you're supposed to be dating, right? The men on the men's side, you start dating and you have at least the means to take someone out.
How are you supposed to know if you're ready for marriage if you haven't dated at all? How would you know, like, how you even get along with the other sex?
No, you do it when you have like means to take them out on dates. That's for men, right?
Okay,
you maybe, have a car, you have
not.
A way.
Maybe not. Poor guys can hit on girls too, but okay, sure, maybe.
Okay. I would say that the moment you have like at least the minimum amount of for yourself, you can start dating. That can be a lot of different things, but usually that's the way. Okay. And women are usually the ones that decide if whether they want to date or not. But that's how it works, because they don't need to have much, do they?
No. Women don't need money, but you know what women need? Women need to not have daddy issues. And I know you agree with me that feminism and daddy issues are a huge problem for women these days, right?
I think every woman has daddy issues, because that's our cool one.
That's her what?
That's just how it is.
Oh, yeah, like, but they're I agree with you, but they're way worse nowadays, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I think they're way worse now, but I think that's because of the destruction of the family. I think that's
and
the big problem that we're seeing.
And those women should not get married, right? Because all they're going to do is take their daddy issues on their husband. They're going to destroy him.
I think they can go to church and repent, and they can work on their issues, and they can, you know, move towards marriage.
Okay, but what I said is if they have serious daddy issues, they should not get married.
No, I don't think you have a right to marry. I think if people see that there's a big problem with you, they should say no, right?
Okay, but what I'm saying is this is just another reason that pressuring people to get married when a lot of people have psychological issues, including a huge percentage of women who have daddy issues, is a bad idea.
I don't think you're pressuring them. I think they should be able. I don't think that this idea of the psychological okay. Oh, they have psychological issues. I think most of the psychology is actually bunks. They don't know what they're talking about. And they make all of these things.
Having daddy issues is a psychological issue. I'm not trying to do psychobabble.
They are.
It's a, it's a, it's a, you could call it a spiritual disorder, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, they're spiritual disorders.
Sure, I
can agree
with that.
I don't
mind calling that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the
same
way
thing
that
we're
you...
referring to, those people should not get married, right? Someone with a serious spiritual disorder should not get married, right?
No, a person with a serious spiritual disorder should not get married. They should
okay,
work
what
on
percentage
their disorder
of
first.
People? What percentage of people in America would you say have serious spiritual disorders?
A lot of them. They should
a
go
lot.
To church.
Yeah. A lot, yeah.
And they
it's
should
not
be.
Gonna get
and
fixed
what do
immediately.
You? No, there's. This is not about an immediate thing.
So
I'm,
we're talking
I'm
about the
you.
Most prudent possible thing you can do in a situation.
The most possible.
You have already debunked
thing.
Your own argument
no,
that marriage is
no.
you debunked it right there.
Grace,
a lot of people have serious spiritual disorders. You should not get married if you have a serious spiritual disorder. Boom,
yeah.
Marriage is no longer a viable.
And you shouldn't be
solution.
Doing sexual acts with those people either. At
I'm
all.
Saying it's the most prudent possible option. You should get out
and
there.
You
should date and you should engage in limited premarital sexual activity to relieve the man of his sexual tensions and frankly
no.
To come to understand how this all this works. You should.
No, I don't think so. I think you shouldn't be having any kind of sexual acts with those people either. I think
all right,
it's,
all right.
I think you say SSA.
All right.
I think
all right. I'm gonna get
every
a little personal
time
here.
It,
I'm gonna get a little personal
them.
Here. I'm gonna tell you a little anecdote, okay? About myself. All right.
Let me make this.
Hold on. Dr. Fraser Crane is listening. Okay. We're about to have another anecdote, a personal anecdote.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So...
Wait. Before we move into that, let me
sure.
Just say this real quick, and we move ahead. Okay?
Sure.
So, I don't think those people. I think the most prudent thing for everybody in America should be going to church. I'm moving towards church life. That is what the most prudent thing would be. I don't think the most prudent thing would be to allow them to let their sexual desires go wild and allow this to happen. Okay. I think that's
yeah,
the
that's
only
not
point
specifically
that
about sexual morality. You're making a broad statement.
Well, I can say that even the, yeah, we can go to the lesser sexual activity even. Okay. We can call it the basic hanky panky. Okay. I don't think that is the best thing for them to do. I think when you do that, one of the people is pretty much taking advantage of the other. That's what I think it is.
First of all, that's a simp point of view. A girl giving a guy a handjob is not necessarily getting taken advantage of. And the fact that you think that that's always
be,
true is
no,
a
no,
simp
no.
point of view.
It can be the woman taking advantage.
All right, you
or
said
it
you
could
had,
be mutual. It
you said
could
you had a
mutual.
Little point to
yes,
make,
you,
not
you
a full
a...
on derail. So let's let Grace move into the personal anecdote just so that
okay,
we can try
okay.
to... Let's make it personal and you
yeah,
know,
that's,
touching
that's
for the audience.
Here.
Okay,
okay let's
make
get
it more awkward.
Dr.
Smash
Emmett,
the like button,
okay?
There, guys. We're gonna go into
give
that
me your criticism
gone.
Here.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay,
let's make
so,
it more awkward.
Okay, so I think you're overstating the case a little bit here. Let me give you an example. Okay, I saw my first pornography stuff at like maybe 12. Before then, I had seen it here and there. Right, like most people, you're lying if you say that's not true of you. Well, maybe you're a little older. So here's the story. About 2 years ago or so, I was kind of interested in this guy. We had become friends and, we had had a couple of calls over the phone, but he lived like very far away from me. And, I called him on FaceTime and I showed him my tits. Do you think that's a big deal? And that's not the whole story. I also pretended to do other stuff, but like it wasn't on camera.
Yeah.
So it's just the boobs. Okay, so what do you think about that? Is that like really bad and spiritually that's a big deal. It's,
soon. Proof you can feed babies. Anyways.
Yeah, I was showing off my wifely possibilities.
Just in case there were any questions, all right. Let's carry on.
Maybe the all guy right. just wants to know if you could actually feed them. That
okay, so is that a sin? Should I repent for that?
I think that's degrading for you, and I don't say that as a bad way, right? I think that the moment that you do something like that, it's like it's not something you can take it back, right?
That's true.
I'm not gonna go ahead and be like, oh my god, you have to go to hell for that. How dare you? That's not the point of this. I think, as I said at the beginning, I
Well, if that's the case, I guess I'll just anyway.
Okay, you're going to
do it, Ryan.
No.
Okay. Ryan is here to back me up.
Oh, holy lightning! All right, go ahead.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not. It's. I don't think you have. You're going to hell for anything for that. I do think that it is probably something that you have to work through with your priest. That you should probably go ahead and talk to them about it and be like having a way for you to.
All right. Can I quickly pose a question to you about this? Which do you think would have been better if I had masturbated or done that with that guy on FaceTime?
I don't think none of those are good.
If you had to pick options. One, if you had to pick one, let's say I'm horny. I'm going to do one or the other. What do you think I should do? Which one is better?
Listen, if you're just going to show it and not gonna do the masturbation, why can't you just not show it and not do the masturbation, you know?
Okay, but God, I'm saying the lesser of two evils. This is my principle. The lesser of two evils. The lesser of two evils.
Yeah, but do you understand that both of those things are bad for you?
Which one do you think is healthier if you had to make a choice?
I think both of them are really bad for you.
No, you got to make a choice. One of them is clearly healthier than the other.
Okay.
I'm asking genuinely.
Okay.
As this a person is fascinating. Lived, you as a Christian a person, should be able to answer this very easily.
As a person who has lived on the internet for a long time and know how the internet works, okay, and know that the internet is forever and you can't actually trust a lot of people on it, I would probably prefer to you to be private about your sexuality and do your thing on your own, okay? That's what I think about.
No, because sexuality is about procreation and bonding, yes. Right? So procreation we're taking out of this because this is bonding. Online. This is masturbation does not bond
bonding
you.
With
at least
whom?
This was relational. I was doing it with another person.
No, it wasn't relational. No. You're not
healthier.
Bonding with that person.
Much more natural. Yes, I am. Yes,
no,
I am.
And it gets worse because you know what he did with that?
Wait, it's more.
Do you
bonding.
Know what he did with that?
He didn't do anything. I'm a streamer. I've never seen a picture of it, so he didn't do anything.
Know?
I was
no,
right
no, no.
to trust him.
In his own private life, do you know what he did with life with that?
So what? I trust.
Oh,
him.
So you enticed? So you enticed seeing on the on another person?
No, I was interested in him. I think it was much healthier. See, this is the problem with Christians. They think masturbation is always the preferable. Sexual thing to do. It is not. It is alienating.
What do you think he did?
It is promoting incel-dem and autism.
What do you think
sexual relationship with someone else, whether it's perfect or not, is always, always healthier.
What do you think he did?
Well, it turns out he was gay, so it didn't really matter. But I'm just saying, theoretically, if he had been a heterosexual guy. Okay, so he.
So it turned out he was
no,
a total.
So, Evan, so
things
let's,
was worse.
Let's not mince words here. So if he took a screenshot and saved it and masturbated to it, at least it's a girl he knows and not a random porn star. It's better. It's genuinely better.
You know, it would be better for him to actually have a family and to have amazing, amazing, amazing sex with his wife. That
so
would be better.
Your genius solution of getting married at 18 years old, which you yourself said is not feasible.
Your genius solution of just send them pictures and see what happens. Is that a better solution for you?
Yes, unironically. Yes. Unironically, sending nudes is way healthier sexually and a way better and more prudent idea than getting married at 18 years old.
I don't disagree with you. I think that's really bad. I think it's really bad for you. It degrades you and it degrades him.
We came
what
full
if I told
circle.
You it didn't degrade either of us?
Yeah, you're both. Well,
let's wrap up on
this
point.
Case,
we'll
after knowing that he is kind of that he has all the kind of problems,
Well, yes. I mean, that's true. But let's just say theoretically, if he was a heterosexual, I mean, well, it's not. It's
okay, but if he was a heterosexual guy, he would have done that. He would have degraded himself, and he would have, and you would have degraded yourself, and
it
would have
been. And
bad,
you said it would have been better if he or I had watched porn than done that with each other. And I just think that illustrates the problem that
have.
I have with Christian sexuality, which is that
I think it would have been better if both of you,
even if you want to call it abuse, you guys always prefer that the person does it by themselves. In a dark room in shame, then they do it with another person, and I always
it's
say it's always better to do it with another person.
I want them to do it with the lights on. Okay?
You both want the
big
last
room.
Word.
As long as they are married and they can do anything, you know what? if I ever have a wife, okay, if it happens,
Emmett,
I would
Emmett,
love.
Wait, Emmett, let I me would... ask you a question. Okay, wait, Ryan, oh, Ryan, final question here.
Sure.
Okay,
if I ever have
this
a wife,
this guy,
I
this
would
guy.
Love...
Wait, hold on. He's not out and out gay, but like.
You think I'm gay?
Wait. Don't you think it's a good thing though that like if he has problems with his sexuality that we did that together so he can come to understand it? Would it really be better if he was like struggling with homosexuality and got married to an 18-year-old girl and was just like, "Well, let's just do that," because like,
no,
I think wouldn't
people...
it be better for him to test it out?
I think people are way
you made me think of something
way better at understanding themselves that people give them credit to, okay? And they should be able to go on. They should be able to realize what are their problems and do something about them.
I don't mean to cut you off. We're gonna run into the Q&A here. I had an absurd thought halfway through the debate, which was if somebody was young and they thought they were if they're a man and they were attracted mm-hmm. to men as they were younger. You said as soon as they realize they're attracted to women or as soon as they are, you know, in that dating pool, they should be dating. I just thought, oh man, if you thought you were gay for like 40 years and then all of a sudden you were attracted to women, like that, I don't know. That could be very strange. Anyway,
that is very strange.
Experience.
Mostly because of the age ranges we're talking about. Now I have children and I am married, so it is, I probably have my own two cents here. But we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, we are going to jump into the Q&A. Sure. Yeah. For anybody out there that knows me, though, tip one for Ozzy, all right? You know, love that guy. Come on. For Ozzy Osbourne, yeah.
Wait, do we do closing statements after Q&A?
After Q&A, absolutely.
Okay.
After Q&A, okay.
And you know what was so sad about that is that my uncle came over, we watched the final Back to the Beginning show, which, you know, I had access to. And I said to him, I was like, I wonder if the doctor sent him home, you know. And then a couple days later, literally the next day, I was like, oh, damn. There he goes. Anyway, so if you're out there right now, tip one down for the Prince of Darkness. Let's carry into Q&A. That's my own little shout out because I love metal. All right. Even Lord says, Grace looks stunning tonight. Good to see you, Ryan. Good to see you too, Even Lord.
Thank you.
I'm stunning too. I don't know how I'm so pale. I've been in the sun. Oh, there was one day that it was like 20. I had a 24-hour period where I sang for 10 hours and I was like roasting in the sun for like probably 6 of those hours. And I still don't know how I'm so pale. Oh, nature's cruel. All right. Stephen David says, shout out to the birds. All right.
Oh,
the birds.
Those parakeets were cracking me up at the beginning.
I'm sorry for my parakeets.
Hey, everybody's heard about the birds.
It's so funny.
Let's carry on.
I can't do anything about them. I've been trying to snuff them, but they will be so cute that
hey,
I can take them out.
So. You know, it's okay. I miss the guy. I hope he comes back and we can host him again here soon. Aaron Ra used to basically come on with a whole zoo behind him. So don't worry about the birds. Let's see. Joel Dalton says, you don't need to be Christian to see why premarital sex is antithetical to a healthy society. It is self-evident. So they're saying it's self-evident. I'm going to hand it to you, Grace.
I agree that you don't need to be a Christian. I don't think there should be any such thing as Christian sexuality. It's just sexuality. It's a natural law that sex ideally belongs within a marriage of two committed people so that they can be parents to their children and have a bond together that's not interrupted by extra or premarital sexual experiences. But just because that's the ideal doesn't mean that it's the application in the reality of the situation that we find ourselves in. And I like Emmett very much, I think he's proven that internet Christianity is just a sham that's built up on unrealistic expectations of young people who frankly are in a very unjust place in society, who are expected to hold up single-handedly all of the moral failings of the generations before us and be perfect, ideal Christians with no support societally and like nothing to fall back on. Like, I just think that's a sham. That's ridiculous. And I completely reject it.
Okay, I will give, instead of attacking Grace in this case, I will give her a little bit of grace in this instance. And I don't think she means full-blown sexuality. I think she's talking about like lesser forms of sexuality in order to relieve like the stress of the relationship in and of itself. And that is, I obviously disagree even with that, because I think it denies the proper solution, which is marriage. Or it extends the area of time instead of taking responsibility of it. But she's not talking about the full extent of the sexual. She's talking about like lesser sexual activities.
True. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my preamp was off. Ooh, it's dirty too. All right, I got to be careful when I'm turning that up so it's not making all that fuzzy sound. All right, thank you guys for answering the question. Once again, I should also say, now that we're going into Q&A, my poor manners, my goodness. A big virtual applause to Grace and Emmett for having the discussion here on Modern Day Debate. And we do appreciate your questions. We are doing the Q&A now, so if you have thoughts, complaints, concerns, now is the time to get them in, and these speakers are answering them live right now. So
even throwing tomatoes, but get the grift on, okay? We need the money.
And we shall make spaghetti. All right, even Lord asks a question, says, the bird in the background isn't helping. This bird's a real spotlight. You're gonna have to bring out the bird eventually, and I know this has been a really, you know, all over the place conversation, so people are gonna say bring out the bird, the physical bird, no other strange innuendos, guys. He's gonna have to show it on camera at some point.
I think they're just being complete degens, okay? That's all that's gonna wanna say every time they say the bird. I'm gonna be like, these degen.
I was going to say, speaking of Aaron Raw, you know, it was always fun when he would have a bird or have a snake, because it offers free comedy. I'd just be like, oh, he pulled out his bird out live on camera. What a guy. All right, let's carry on. Thanks, everybody, for your bird concerns. Okay. So he cares about
birds.
It says, Emmett beat the penguin allegations. I am waiting for Batman and Robin to burst through his window. Oh, I think this is. I think this is. They're connecting.
They're
the
calling me
birds.
The penguin.
I.
You know the penguin from Batman. I think they're saying, hey, this guy's a penguin, which is fine.
You also got Doc Ock.
Did he? Oh my goodness! You are. Yeah. You know, they're
I'm
great
the
characters.
Evil super villain Christian character.
You
reason.
Do look like penguin, Loki. I mean,
wait,
do.
no, we're not Goodbye. Going down. No, Goodbye. No. We're not going down that path. That's not what we do. Danny Zook. All right. So yeah, some people say some unsavory things. I sometimes read it,
it's
and
fine.
Then it comes to me Goodbye. Later. I'm like, what are they saying? But yeah, guys, be polite. You know, as everybody has a way that they look. I look strange too. So, you know, I shouldn't say too, but you know what I mean.
Like, not an insult. He's a cool
everybody looks. Girl. Everybody looks strange in real life. When you got like this 2D version of us, maybe we can do our best.
I'm just
the
cool Christian supervillain. I'm okay with that.
No worries.
He's a based supervillain for Christianity. He's getting these whores in line.
All right, as long as you feel good about that.
Getting everyone married, and if you live it, I'll put you in jail. That's the.
All right. Well, what I would say is that, I'm going to do my best to avoid any comments that are about physical appearances if it's not positive, because that's just not what we're looking for. We want comments and complaints, concerns regarding the debate topic, which was about premarital sex being wrong, which Grace had argued, you know, predominantly no, and Emma is saying that is yes, it is always not okay. So if you have a question regarding that topic, we are more than interested, and we're going to carry on. So Danny Zook says, the debate is going like this. Grace says, keep the flow going. Emmett says, let's resist it. Over time, we will see gradual change under Emmett's worldview. So, correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like, goodbye, stand. That's fine. It seems like Danny Zook is saying that Emmett is correct, that things and society is going to shift in Emmett's direction. Do you think that's true, Grace? I'll hand it to you.
No, I do not think that Christians promoting or suggesting completely unrealistic solutions to the issue of modern dating is going to help anybody. In fact, I think it's going to alienate Christians and turn other people like completely away from the faith. Because why would you want to be a part of something that just seems like a cult that's ignoring reality? You know, like, why would you? It's not going to happen. You're just saying, oh, I wish the world was like this. Well, how does that help like a young person who's struggling with this? Like, they're just going to say, well, this is full of people who just don't want to deal with reality.
There's a cat and pleasuring itself behind you there, Emmett. I don't know if you're I want to give him a chance.
He was inspired by my arguments.
I want to give Emmett a chance to respond.
That damn cat. Moment. The only thing that you have to do is not be a teacher in my stream. Look at you. Anyway, what I was going to say is that we've seen this before. This is not the first time that Christianity has changed the world. And there was a time where the Roman Empire was chasing us and killing us and doing all the things that we see in society right now. And they bend the knee. We can make all of society bend the knee as well, because they all will at the end of the day. Christ is God.
Yeah, but Emmett, when the Romans bend the knee, as you say, it was not due to political activism by Christians.
Do you think?
Just let it happen.
Do you think
they did not fight? They did not fight. That's what was so beautiful. They were willing to be martyrs.
Yeah, they were martyrs.
They were not activists. They were not saying, like, we will destroy you. We will fight against you. That's not the Christian idea.
Do you think Constantine had no political power?
I thought you were talking about the change of the. No, I don't think he did.
The emperor?
No, I'm sorry. I do think he did. I'm sorry. I do think he did. What does that have to do with what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is that...
You're making a point that Christianity is not about political activism and changing society.
No, it does have. No. That is the lie that they tell you. The lie is that we Christians shouldn't go into any kind of politics and we shouldn't make any kind of changes and we shouldn't... No. Christianity is about making changes.
You shouldn't go into
and it's
politics.
About doing politics and it's about all of that. Nope. Yeah. Yep. Because we are the arbiters of morality.
Christianity is not a sect of right-wing politics. It is a religion.
We're not right-wing.
Rome was converted because of the joy and love Christians exhibited, not because of their political activism. It's the wrong...
Because of both.
It's actually a very Jewish stance to take, very messianic, that we are going to change the world, that we are going to change things.
So only the Jews can change the world? Is that what you're telling me?
It's a messianic impulse. I am going to fix everything and we're going to make heaven on earth.
That is the lie. We're not saying that we're going to make heaven on earth. Christianity was always focused on loosing
people from the constraints and unnecessary burdens.
Let's let Emmett finish his thought there.
I'm yapping.
It's okay.
No, it's not about that, okay? We're not doing the Jewish claim that we're going to make heaven on earth. We're not doing any of those claims. But what we do is we say, hey, we have the actual moral ground to say anything. And we can go ahead and use those morals and impose them in society, and society will be better for it. And it's totally justified and fine. We have had monarchies. We've been under the Roman Empire. We've been in a lot of places, and we will continue to do it because Christianity is not a dead religion. We are living through it.
All right. I do want to carry on.
Wait, can I just make one quick point? Yeah, once again, Emmett, you show yourself to be like, I think you're a really sweet guy and I like you a lot, but this, you're referencing monarchies and Christian nation states, which don't exist anymore. They're monarchies are not coming back. So once again, you're saying in my fantasy, it's the 1500s and it's the medieval empire. Okay. Well, sorry, that's not going to happen. It's been gone for a while now. So
yeah, you can be the doomer that thinks that we can't do anything, but I don't believe that. I believe that Christ is King and God, and He will go ahead and get us back in line, one way or another.
All right. So let's carry on to the next question. I don't feel like anybody's yapping. You know, Emmett's not yapping, Grace isn't yapping, but I will tell you, that cat was lapping. All right. Danny Zook says, Danny Zook, that was your question. Oh. Thanks so much. Samos Janelle says, Grace, can we get a shout out to L. Jeff Corona and thoughts on Gaynor reports? What are they talking about?
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings,
Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
About. Do you know?
I don't know what the first thing is, but I know who they're referring to with Gaynor reports.
Is it like El Jefe?
El Jefe?
El Jefe? Oh, sorry. I should have known that. I'm so sorry.
I don't know who that is,
El Jefe Corona. You knew I was pronouncing it wrong, though, so now I think that's suspicious.
El Jiffy?
All right. You know, okay.
Ryan pronounces quesadilla quesadilla.
Quesadilla. No, I don't, okay? I do not.
You're doing it wrong, by the way. It's quesadilla.
I'm Nova Scotia. Okay. All right. We don't know things. All right. So El Jefe Corona, you suspiciously knew how to correct me, but don't know who this is.
All I know is El Jefe is Spanish for the boss. I don't know who that is. But all
right. I didn't even realize he was saying El Jefe. I thought he said Jeffer.
Fine.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gaynor Reports is a Muslim
sniff
guy.
Sniff my arse. Gaynor Reports. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he, I mean, very niche streamer, but he's absolutely awful. This is the stereotype, the worst stereotype about Muslims. Manar Reports channel. You guys should have him on for a debate. He is a loathsome person. Loathsome. If you're an atheist looking to smack down a Muslim and you think they're extremists and they're misogynistic and everything else, debate that guy. He will tick all your boxes.
I am.
Are you saying this is a low-hanging fruit? Like, we don't necessarily want that.
Oh. Well, no, he's entertaining, though. He's entertaining.
All right. I guess that's why you're here, right? No, I'm just joking. All right, you guys have been great.
Neon.
All right. Batman Inc. I only say it because I know you can take it. So Batman Inc. says, crashes through the window. Rachel! What is this as well? All right, I'm not even going to entertain.
I don't understand that.
Not sure.
Batman Inc. crashes through the window. Rachel. All right. Joel Dalton says, all Grace is doing is trying to justify her own 304 years.
My 304 behavior, my hoe activity. I just want to justify it. I think it's funny that I'm making this debate. Like, I don't really want to go into it, but like, I'm really not that experienced, so I just think it's true. I don't think it should really matter whether somebody's experienced or not to talk about sex, but it would obviously have a different, you know, tone. But I still think my argument holds up. So, sorry.
I'm just going to have to listen to Jimi Hendrix after this. You know, are you experienced? Anyways, I love way too much old music. Go ahead there, Emmett.
No, I was going to say that... I
look at them all saying liar in the chat. Liar.
I don't know.
It's okay, guys. You can think I'm a slut. It's okay.
As I said, I think Grace at some point soon, preferably should get married and have a lot of kids and be happy as a mom. That's the only thing I would say about that.
Are you proposing live?
I don't think so. And
let's make this happen. Let's make this happen. Let's put this into practice. You know what? I'll give it a try, a year or two. All right.
About a year or two? I'll propose in a year or two, I guess. No,
I'm party to you guys. Just
this is the only thing I would say to this. If it were to happen, I don't know you to make that kind of determination. We would need to actually go on a date.
Wouldn't need to go on a date, we just get married instantly.
No, I said I would need to go on a date. I never said instantly.
This has been quite the date there, guys. we've been on
no,
quite
this
a
is
date.
Flirting?
No. Oh my god, is he flirting?
I am your court.
Ryan, this is internet politics.
I am
this
your
is
quarter.
Places.
I'm sorry, you had courtship, okay? Anyway, I have to get out. I have to pull out because I don't even want to be a part of that. Okay, you guys.
This is the mental asylum.
You have fun creating internet brain rot in your own time, okay? Anonymous.
I wouldn't do it on the internet.
All right, Anonymous is asking, Why doesn't church care about people having multiple friends or multiple family members, but only cares about multiple sex partners? Because they want to control reproduction when farming age began. What is going on there?
Whoa.
This is $10 super chat, so we really got to try to hone in here. Why doesn't church care about people having multiple friends or multiple family members, but only cares about multiple sex partners? Because they want to control. So they kind of answer their question as like a challenge. They say because they want to control reproduction when farming age began. Help me. I don't know what to do with this.
First of all, you can't control how many people are in your family. Secondly, why would the church care how many friends you have? So, but obviously, like, how many bodies you have or whatever has to do with your capacity to bond and have a healthy marriage and everything. So can see why they would somewhat care. I don't know.
I would say
the most schizo question I've ever heard on this channel.
Yeah, it's very schizo. I would say that the church cares about you, and they are trying to work with you so that you can have a good life and you can have a better relationship in general. And that includes like having a family, and they care about you having a family. So, but I don't understand like their response. The reply of their own reply is kind of weird, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, if you want to clarify, Anonymous, but we do have to carry on. XQ, let's make this a quick one. Say, women don't mature earlier. They just stop. You're something else, XQ. Women don't mature earlier. They just stop maturing. What a thing to say. Oh, man. Oh, what do you guys... Do you guys have anything for XQ? Do you want to just carry on? It feels like
I think some part of women remains childlike their entire lives so that they can relate to children, especially in their early years of parenting.
It feels like a punchline, honestly.
But women definitely mature quicker. 15-year-old girl is way more mature than a 15-year-old boy.
100%. I will say that the feminist has solved this issue, and it's the boss girl mentality. Let's go, girl. I don't know. It's a weird question. I think we both mature when we get responsibility. So I don't think they grow up. I think they're usually thrown into responsibility earlier.
A lot of people like that question, but it was $2 super chat. So let's carry on. Let me get back to it. Even Lord says, is it better to have a bad version of something than to not have it at all? For family and parents, I personally believe bad family is better than no family.
Bad family is worse than no family.
Let's just put into context of like nobody's being physically abusive. You know, the kids, you know, see their parents scream at each other every once in a while in a really toxic way. Maybe dad gets a little overboard sometimes. I don't know. But let's just say that's our version of bad for this scenario, because obviously we don't have a gauge of how bad it is. So is it better to have that family, in a full piece, or would you say like it would be better for them to be separate?
Separate, for sure. Unless they can fully commit to every part of the marriage vows and have the full maturity and capability to do that, then they should be separate. Whether the girl got pregnant or not, it's not right to marry because you feel like you have to. For societal reasons or embarrassment or anything like that. It's not appropriate.
Okay. We're saying I think aggressive, father sometimes. So if for the bad context. So with that in mind there, Emmett, go ahead.
Oh, well, I think people are giving this message of just give up on family real quickly. Like it's the solution or the best way to go. I think bad families is what we usually have. We don't have perfect. I will even go ahead and say that we don't have good in reality. We are broken, and we have a broken world and a fallen world. So we'll usually get like bad things, but those things that we get are way better than when we are completely alone and alienated. and kids being like in two different environments and having to deal with the feeling of their parents is way worse than to have a family, even if it's a little bit bad.
Before I hand it over to Grace, because I know she wants to respond, just to clarify, you would think it would be better for kids to be in a situation where they would see a father physically abusing their mother than to not have that family situation, just so that Grace, you know, doesn't straw man. If you can answer that.
I thought we took that away. I thought we were talking about they may have like discussions and stuff like that. Like if there's abuse involved, there might, you know, it might be actually better for the kids to be in a place where they're safe, right? But if we're talking about they're having fights, not everything is perfect, maybe they're not getting the best thing ever, I think that is a normal family 99% of the time, and they're better off with their family than without it.
I think relationships can either be fundamentally healthy or unhealthy. It's based on like what they're based on, like, and that's not just true of marriage, it's true of friendships, it's true of business relationships. I think a healthy marriage can include like arguments and violence. I don't really think it's a big deal. But what we're talking about is marriage, which is the basis for a family. And we're talking about marriage as a solution to the issue of modern dating. And Emmett's portrayal of marriage as a solution to the sexual desire that men and women, but like, let's just say men feel when they are in
puberty. I think both, yeah.
That's a recipe for an extremely unhealthy relationship. Extremely unhealthy.
Yeah, I just think that's like very feminist way of looking at things. I think we've seen, especially
feminist?
In the past. Oh, because you think that it's very unhealthy for them to take the responsibility, and they how could they even have the capacity to do it? Like, it's better if they just do it later, and if it doesn't work, they can just give up and move on with their life and find the one they truly love or something like that. And that's
I don't believe in divorce. I don't believe in divorce. Like, I think if you get married, it's either lifelong or it never happened in the first place because you didn't have the maturity. Yeah. I'm saying limited sexual activity before marriage is a much healthier option than saying you have to get married to express your sexual needs. And that, if you want to talk about healthy relationships for the children and for a marriage, my solution is way better than yours, because yours involves just this willpower thing. Just take responsibility. An immature person can't just take responsibility. They can't. A person with severe spiritual disorder, they can't just take responsibility in any situation. Like, that's just not realistic. Like, that does not how it works. It's a slow process of growing.
Yeah, that's what I would think that the most prudent thing would be probably to go back to church so that we can work on that. Okay, but if you're gonna have to do it, I still think that it's way better for you and for your soul and for the future to have a family and to marry, okay, and take that responsibility and actually take it seriously. And if you're thinking, hey, you know what, you can't get married, you can't get divorced, which what would be my way of looking at it as well, then I think people would actually take it away way more seriously than if you just give them the idea of, well, it doesn't work, you can just leave, or, hey, you did these, it's better to just part ways and have broken families. I do understand your perspective, but I think broken families are really, really, really awful and bad, especially for kids.
Broken families meaning divorces?
Broken families means that the mom and the dad are not together. That's what it means.
But do you mean from divorce or from not getting married in the first place?
I would say both.
Well, if you want to avoid divorce, you should not be prescribing what you're prescribing. Your view of marriage is totally unappealing. First of all,
why is it unappealing?
If you want a lot of people to do something, you have to sell it. You have to make it, like, humans respond naturally to things that are appealing to them. What you're describing is basically a torture chamber, to excuse my French.
No, that's what you are describing. I'm describing a marriage.
You are describing committing.
She was about to excuse her French. She was about to drop something heavy. What was it?
Imagine this, Grace, imagine that instead of doing this kind of thing with a guy that you barely knew and ended up being gay, you send it to your husband. He was like ready to get home and be amazing that night instead. And you're going to have a beautiful kid from that. Imagine
how would
that
I meet
instead.
My husband if I'm not going to flirt with him beforehand? How am I
Are
going
you
to
flirt with him? What's wrong with flirting? I didn't say don't flirt.
Okay,
just
well,
be classy
again,
about it.
We're getting into this problem. We're getting into this problem where you're saying like, okay, yeah, you can, in order to get married, which is what you're saying, we got to get these people married. You're going to have to date somebody, but you're saying date, but no sexual activity, but the guy can go home and jerk off, but not really. He should be perfectly chaste and celibate, in which case, if he was able to achieve that, why wouldn't he just become a priest or a monk? Anyways, whatever, he's supposed to get complete mastery of himself, but he really, 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 really obviously wants to have sex. So just, you know, just take responsibility, dude. You're such a fucking loser. Take responsibility.
Oh, I'm not saying
go get married to that girl, and you can never get out of it, and you're not mature enough, but just do it, dude. Just take responsibility because you want a nut, right? You want a climax. Let's just make it happen. Oh, and she can divorce you and take all your money, and you're way too young to do this, and you're terrified, and this makes no sense. Just stop being such a wuss, dude.
No, that's not what,
that's what your view of marriage looks like.
That's not what my view of marriage looks like. My view
that's
of
what
marriage
it sounds
looks like. It looks completely different from that. It looks like, hey, you know what? You want to do this? Okay, you should go to church. You should talk to a priest. You should go ahead and actually take this seriously. You shouldn't be dating for 7-8 years. You should be married for 3 to 6 months. You should be taking both of you, the woman and the man, should be talking about this, taking it seriously, and then actually having a family, have an amazing life, have an amazing sex, and be great at it, and have it. You see, you smile every time I say that. You smile because you're picturing with your husband having an amazing day, being amazing, and then having a baby, and you're like, oh my god, that sounds incredible. And you know what? It does. It sounds incredible because having a family is great. And every time I hear this from the other side, is, oh wow, how are you gonna do it? The wife is just gonna be mean.
It's
gonna be a big mean and leave you. And
I laugh
like, oh,
because it's cute, but it's unrealistically romantic.
Well, you know, it's sad. I said it at the beginning. I might be a little bit romantic. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being a little bit romantic. I think
Wait. You can't prescribe things to your average person. You would just have to say that you have a sort of
I think man and woman should be romantic to get married and to do it all and to be and to take it actually seriously and to have a good life. And if you're not, maybe you should not be dating. Maybe you should become a monk in that case.
If you're not
into romanticism, maybe you should become a monk, give your life to Christ, be a total logician.
Do you not realize the irony of the fact that you're in your 30s and you're not married? Of you prescribing this?
Yeah, maybe I'm a monk. You know, I want to be. I want to just go ahead and give my life to Christ.
Okay, well, I mean, that's maybe, kind of a cop out, is it not?
Maybe I'm working on myself so I can go ahead and go and get to a point in which I can actually tell a cute lady that, hey, you know, you want to get married and get on one knee and be like, we're going to do this together and have a good life together and I have something to offer.
You need to work on yourself now that you're 33 years old or so. You still need to work on yourself to be ready to get married. But an 18-year-old, yeah, boom, slap the ring on. Let's go. I mean,
well, I am talking, if I could have a good talk to myself when I was 16, the thing I would tell myself is, you know what? All of this crap that's going on that you're trying, that they're telling you that you have to believe is fucking wrong. All of it. You know what?
Why aren't you married?
Wait. You know what will actually make you happy? What should make you happy is go ahead and take this seriously and have a family. And then everything else around it will work out and you're going to come out on top because you have a family. And that's what actually brings you worth. Because is the dignified thing. What am I doing right now? Okay, I'm going to be honest with you here. I have a history. I have things going on with me. I'm not going to be... I made a lot of mistakes, especially when I was a little bit younger. I am repenting on them. I'm working on that. I'm working on mastering myself. I'm not perfect, but that's what's going on.
I think I'm going to have to burst a bubble for you. You're in your mid-30s.
I'm not going to get married. It's fine.
You're too set in your ways to share a life with your woman, to share your life with a woman. You're like a perma bachelor at this point. That's true.
That's not even the reason why. Okay. I will tell you.
I think what you're doing is projecting your regrets about your life as advice you would give to the average Christian.
Okay. Hold on. He's going to tell us. Hold on. Dr. Frazier.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go.
we're having another one of these moments. Go ahead, Evan.
Listen, Dr. Thorpe. Okay. Even though I don't believe in your psychobabble, I will tell you that you're probably right. And it's fine. I have accepted who I am. Okay. I made a lot of mistakes when I was younger. I could have had the option of marrying young and I didn't do it. And you know what? I should have. That would be best for me. That was what I should have done. And what I would tell people to do, because that will make them actually happier and they have a better life and they will move on with their life having a better life. Okay. That's why.
Okay.
The psychobabble was great though.
All right, let's keep moving through. Thank you so much for the super chat there, Native. A wild man. I loved Ozzy Osbourne. I loved all Black Sabbath. So thank you so much for that. I'll get to it in a second. You guys let me know. You guys let me know how you're feeling about the discussion and the after chat here. That dog. So earlier I had to jump out for just a second just because there was a strange cat at the patio and the dog lost her. Marble.
Was it my cat, Dijon cat, going to your place?
Oh my
place,
God! You can't keep control of your cat. I could use another term. It would really apply. he lost his pussy cat, and it showed up at my door.
Oh no! Anyway,
Batman Inc. says for $19.99. So this is $20 super chat. We're gonna give you a good one here, Batman. Grace, it's not about choosing the lesser of two evils. It's about conquering evil with good. The church does not teach that it's permissible to commit a grave sin to prevent committing a grave sin. Be ye therefore chaste. Ooh, he's throwing some shade. So
Ryan is the best.
This lesser of two evils thing is not really appealing to Batman. Go ahead.
If a society puts you in a situation where you only have two options, again, I would be happy to hear of a third option, some kind of magical fix for this that would like be even more moral and prudent. I'm totally open to it. Again, I'm just going to use my example of like crashing. You're in a plane with your kids and you crash into a mountain. Cannibalism is pretty bad, but to eat another human being that died in the crash to feed you and your kids is perfectly moral. So the principle logically doesn't apply.
Why don't we just say you took the last rations? anyway, go on.
Well, because the last rations is, it's not as bad as cannibalism. Most people, because you understand if you're not in that situation and you eat a person, yeah, that's like crazy. Like, that's really bad. But if you're in that situation, then it's perfectly virtuous.
I guess I'm just thinking it would be a little more palatable if you were robbing another person of food. If you're robbing another person of food rather than making them lunch. Anyway, do you have any thoughts there, Emmett?
Yeah, we're called to conquer evil. We're called to conquer our sin and to be able to do it. The only thing that I would say with the hypothetical, Grace, is that it's a good hypothetical. It takes you to a logical conclusion. The only problem is I don't think men are starving with their kids whenever they have the option to, you know, not do the hanky-panky. So that's the whole point. The idea would be to conquer your sin, be able to control yourself and, you know, have a good life. So I think part of having a good life is being able to control your sin.
Yeah, just really, really quickly. Once again, I'm saying that limited premarital sexual activity is a far lesser evil than trying to turn yourself into a eunuch before marriage, which is going to cause you massive sexual problems, or getting married super young, which you already like completely got rid of because you said most of society has severe spiritual disorders and therefore someone with a severe spiritual disorder should not get married.
Yeah, so I don't think already, I don't think all of the
young... that one myself yourself. So
no, I don't think that most young people are as bad as you think they are. I think most people are actually pretty decent and they can do great things.
Well, then you're just contradicting yourself. You said most people have spiritual disorders.
People, or I said a lot of people, and there's a lot of people that have been corrupted in society, and I think we should actually give them a way for them to move away from that and actually take responsibility and have a better life. And the way is not to allow them to do more sin. The way is to go towards virtue.
All right, let's carry on there, guys. Thank you so much for the awesome discussion. It's definitely been different. I've heard some things I don't think I've heard uttered, from the human mouth before on this evening.
Oh my god.
This has been very interesting. All right. And this is funny because, James, of course, he puts it right in the description. He is the Christian of the channel, and, he doesn't want another Christian running the channel. He wants an atheist being his co-mod so we can keep it neutral, right? So...
are you an atheist?
It's been very interesting for me, especially as the married person with children. Oh my goodness! Oh,
Ryan, are you an atheist?
Ryan is a filthy married person with children. Atheist.
Disgusting! Absolutely disgusting!
Hedonistic,
a nasty man over here.
Don't worry, okay? Ryan. We'll work on that.
It will fix me up, right?
We'll fix you up.
Yeah. You just go ahead and try. All right. James puts it in the description. I usually keep my cards close to my chest, but you guys have been
Don't worry, Ryan. You guys have been an open book.
It's been very interesting. So I put a little live poll up here. Well, who's correct tonight? So 35% have voted for Grace. 45% have said Emmett. Only 7% say Ryan, beer, and rock and roll. What's up with that? Anyway, and 13% said the voices in my head. So
well, we know who shouldn't get married already.
All right, so you're winning right now at 10%. We'll see where things wrap up, but let's carry on with the super chat.
That counts as a win, because on this channel, to get your audience to say that I'm winning when I'm advocating for premarital sexual activity, even 35% means I won. Sorry, Emmett, hate to say it. You should have gotten like 80% of the chat.
I'm going to be honest. I'm
have you seen them? They're all calling me a whore.
Grace, let me put it this way. Okay. I'm the least palatable person that you have ever met. Okay. And you look like 15 million times better than I do. And I have an accent. So the fact that I'm winning.
Oh, so you're calling it simp votes?
Well, the fact that I'm winning is fucking incredible. Okay.
True. That is true.
I have an accent. You look like 50 million times better, and I'm not that great about the debater.
Okay,
so,
fine.
Yeah.
Fine. You defeated my cope.
the cope votes. I sincerely think that our audience is being genuine tonight. Otherwise, they would have voted more for beer and rock and roll. That couldn't.
Let's be honest, Ryan. They just realized you're an atheist. You're gonna be losing those votes.
I don't know. That's right. My career is over. I'm done for.
We'll work on that. Don't worry.
Goodbye.
You'll get them back. You can always repent.
I will repent. I'm doing my best here. Hey, I think I asked some pretty good questions from my perspective here. I did my best anyways. All right. So we got some more super chats. A squat rack says, didn't Emmett say he wasn't mature enough to marry in his 20s, so he doesn't prescribe marriage to everyone else at 18? So why? Sorry, they say, why does he prescribe marriage to everyone else at 18 if you wouldn't marry in your 20s?
I didn't say that specifically. I would say that I would say that it was a lie that was told to me that I didn't have an option at that point. I had to do all of these other stuff before, and I had to do all of these other things before marriage. And at the end of the day, I don't think that was true. It would have been a lot better if I got married young and had kids and I had a family and all of the other things that I had to do, they would have fallen in place and I would have been better off. Grace can call that cope, and I understand. Okay, it's perfectly understandable. But I think she would agree with me that having a wife at my age would have been better for me than not having one.
Oh, I completely disagree.
No, you don't think, you think I'm one of those guys that shouldn't have a wife? Oh, Grace,
I
you're
don't think
breaking
you
my
shouldn't
heart
have a
already.
wife, but no, I
You
think
go
you're
on and
very
say marry me, and 2 seconds later you're denying that. Okay, fine.
you're a very sweet guy, but I mean I think this debate has revealed that you have some basic issues with God and your concept of sin and
Oh,
sexuality that
I have.
you're like 30 mid-30s now and you have these problems. When you were 18, I can only imagine the
Yeah, it
confusion you
was
must have been
hard.
experiencing. So I completely disagree.
All right.
It
You
was
would be
very hard when I was
divorced, and
13.
you would be divorced
Hold
right
on,
now,
hold on.
I
Let's
think.
before we
Listen,
make
okay,
comments on
Dr.
who would
Schwartz.
be where. Let's carry on. There. All right. I know you want to
Listen, Dr.
respond.
Thorpe,
Ryan,
I
I just
can't
want to
say he would
reply real quick.
hypothetically be divorced if he had gotten married at 18. It's not really an insult,
All right,
is it?
so I closed the
Dr.
poll.
Thorpe, I will disagree with you, okay? I think my wife would be extremely happy with me and we would have amazing
Hold
time
on, hold on.
together.
The joke was for
Respectfully, I will
the joke
disagree
was for
respectfully.
Dr. Fraser Crane when you guys were, talking about like, I'm gonna tell you a story about when I was a child. It's gonna be emotional and impacting. All right, so who's correct tonight? I'll just close this out because I want to make a dichotomous poll where people really don't have a choice. We're gonna find out who you really like. All right, so who's correct tonight? Emmett at 42%, 35% for Grace, 14% for the voices in my head, and then 7% for beer and rock and roll. All right, you guys don't know how to party, I guess is all that says, right? Anyway, so we're gonna start a new poll just for Grace and Emmett, and you guys can let us know who you found the most compelling on the panel this evening. But in the meantime, let's scroll on up. Pseudonym Emmett, I don't get your position. You're against premarital stuff in quotation marks. Oh, 1 second there, guys. I hit the side button on my mouse, so I have to scroll back up. All
Actual Mossad psyop energy coming from Grace. That's
right. All
crazy.
right, so you're against premarital stuff, in quotations, but you're okay with biblical divorce, yet not okay with masturbation. Let's guess you're not okay with birth control. Let's just take this in pieces. A $20 super chat. So, I don't get your position. You're against premarital stuff, but you're okay with biblical divorce. So, maybe just to clarify for a pseudonym and get to the point here, do you think it's better to get married young and get divorced and then, potentially remarry, or is it just, where are you at with that? Is divorce like, is marriage something that you should get through? I don't know. I'm trying to help you out here,
There,
pseudonym.
I will not say I'm okay with biblical divorce. I think he means like the from the law of Moses, the way that they describe it. There's a difference. I think there is kind of difference with the way that the church does it now. So I'm okay with the way that the church performs divorces because I think that's the proper way.
Okay, so just to clarify for them, you would say it is preferable if you do get married younger, have some children, and then have a divorce and go through that
No,
experience?
I don't think that's good at all. I think divorce is like getting cancer, pretty much.
Oh,
Okay,
okay.
it's bad all around, and it's really bad for the kids, and it's really bad for you, and it's really bad for the spouse, and you're gonna end up
Sorry,
being poor.
I might have misinterpreted
It's
just
the
because you had
worst.
said that, it would be better.
Yeah,
I thought
but I
that's what you were
can.
saying.
Now, I can concede that there are situations in which divorce is acceptable. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, let's try to balance this one a little bit before we get into the next part because it is a $20 super chat. So, Grace, do you have any thoughts there or do you want me just to carry on with their question?
I don't know. I don't really have anything to add.
All right, so they want to ask Emmett, you are not okay with masturbation.
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's good for you to self-abuse.
Let's carry on. Let's guess.
What kind of
You,
question is that?
well, this might add a little extra context as well. Let's guess you are not okay with birth control.
Think kids are awesome and you should have more.
I have two, and kids are freaking nuts, man. Anyway,
Oh, you want them back? You want to want to bring them back?
What do you mean bring them back?
Yeah, let's say that you have the option of not having them. Would you do it?
Oh no, once you have them, you're like, you cute little son. It's like when you have like we were talking earlier, you got a a ball licking cat behind you. I got my dog over here. Once you have them, you like them a lot, but you probably don't love cats that you see on the street, right? But you love that cat that was licking himself in the background, right? I imagine. Anyway, we're gonna stop picking on Emmett's cat.
Can we move away from my degenerate cat, please?
Emmett's cat really did him in this night. Anyway, but yeah, no, I think it's the same with kids. You know, once you have them, it's like, oh my god, what a bundle of joy!
Yeah,
you're gonna be amazing. That's exactly it, right? But
and once you have one, and you have the second one, and maybe you have a third one, you're like, oh, they keep getting better. They're so cool, so great. So I think people should have more kids instead of less.
That is Emmett's opinion. But yeah, no, I'm just joking. I had one
listen,
that was
okay,
an
we'll
angel, and then I had a second one that was up at 4 and 5. Anyway, it was a lot
have
of fun.
A third and see how great it is.
Cool. Yeah, I'd love to just do it again. All the poo. Anyway, we won't get
oh my
that.
God
we won't get into the poo.
Oh my
okay
God,
we
poo.
Haven't even touched on this, okay? You're like you guys talk a lot about having kids, but boy, we haven't talked about the poo, okay? Let's not even, we talked about all the other disgusting stuff
God.
That people do in the bedroom, but if we're gonna talk about kids, well, let's just be adults for a second, right? It can spray sometimes when you're trying to fix them up. Anyway, all right.
You know what you do? You clean, you're happy, and that's it.
Oh boy,
it
am
passes.
I happy.
They grow up, they play catch with you, you
I'm
do
just
a
joking.
Bunch of stuff with them. They're amazing.
No, I do love my children.
They come
up
with the craziest ideas, and sometimes they come up with the craziest ideas, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, they definitely
where
say
do you
some
get that
stuff.
From?
All right, let's continue on. So, question, how many kids do you have? I think we answered this throughout the debate. I think I'm the only one with children. If you want to correct me there, Grace and Emmett.
I have a chat, which I consider my spiritual children, but no, I do not. And I raised my 5 siblings, but other than that, I do not have children.
5 siblings. Wow, that's a lot of kids.
If we're going to count chat, then I have a ton of...
No. Hello, chat.
I'm their mommy.
Hello, chat.
You are my loins all of a sudden. I didn't realize such things. Apparently, I can include you with my... Anyway, I'm going to claim you all as dependents, you retrobate.
They're like kids, though. They're always crying and whining.
All right. So
my chat is great. I don't have
with each other.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The last question asks, Emmett, are you a pimp in any way? Oh boy. All right, we'll just move on.
You a pimp?
I don't think that's been established. So we are asking super chats.
I'm gonna be honest in that question, just to answer real quick. Grace is like the second woman I've talked in like 6 months besides my mom, so I don't think I am.
Let's go.
Oh Lord.
No, I don't pretend
Emmett.
To be a woman at all.
Yeah,
not my cup of tea.
By the way, Ryan, I'm not trying to be like pushy at all, but I gotta go by like 12:30.
We're on our last 2 super chats.
Okay, just because I gotta get out of this.
It's I was gonna say it's late for me too. I'm in Nova Scotia, like I said.
You can't
so
wait
you know
till
I'm
leave. It's fine.
Way out on the Atlantic. I'm later than anybody here, unless you're in Newfoundland. In which case you're half an hour ahead and it doesn't count. Geez, boys, get off my back. All right. Pseudonym says, that was for the newfies.
TMI, bro. We didn't need that level of confirmation.
Grace.
It's true.
Grace says, pseudonym, what's the body count to get married? If it could be one late and not sure, if you're addressed, that can't be you. You believe in marriage or just a piece of paper? Boy, these questions are worded. Some special.
So strangely worded.
Okay.
I'll just give my best. I'm kind of tired. I'll give my best answer. Obviously, ideally, you'd both be virgins to get married. But actually, an interesting thing is that if you do have premarital sex, which I'm not necessarily arguing for, I do think sex should be kept her marriage above other things like the blowy owie or whatever. But if you do engage in that, it's interesting statistically that people who only have one premarital sexual partner before they get married actually have worse overall marriages than people who have two or three. So I don't necessarily think that the lowest is the best possible, because I think if you only have one experience, then I think you compare your husband to that guy for the rest of your life. And I can see how that would be unhealthy. So it's interesting, but ideally virgin, but we live in a reality, not a fantasy.
I think virgins have the best of them all, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know, actually. I would assume.
I'm pretty sure that that is the case. It is true that it goes, it's a very weird graphic because it goes like very stable marriages and then one is like, it's not that great.
Yeah.
Like zero is like 9%, I think. And then one is like 50 or something. It's not that great. Mm. And it goes down to like 20 and then goes up again when you have more than like six, kind of like
yeah.
that goes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that
again.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Well, let's
so
get
it's
you guys
kinda
out
it's
here.
Kind of weird, but yeah.
But make no mistake, if you're looking at your partner and you say, you know, the janitor in grade four did it better, you're in trouble. You are in deep trouble. Okay. All right. So Native Wildman says
what a comment.
I thought that was indecent.
Ryan is trauma dumping through jokes. It's okay, Ryan. Show us on the doll. What did he do?
No, not at all.
Ryan got one beer and it
we'll
was
work on that. We'll work
one
on that,
beer?
Ryan. Bring your wife too.
One,
we'll work on her too.
One beer? You think that's... Anyway, guys, don't read into that. I can make all the nasty jokes that I want because that's that's where I am at. Anyway.
Well, so happy.
Don't make it weirder than I already made it, okay? Anyway. Native Wildman says, Castle and Key Whiskey. Rest in peace, Ozzy. Oh, yes. Rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, I don't think I don't think Emmett and Grace Thorpe are big Black Sabbath or Ozzy fans. I'm not feeling
it,
guys.
I love Black Sabbath. I just don't. It's great.
I'm too young for these references. Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
sorry, Grandpa.
Just a little bit young.
Oh, well, this is a good time to, you know, listen to some good music. You know, just put on Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath, the album Black Sabbath. All that all together, and you'll be great. The song
I think
by Black Sabbath,
I think that's
Black Sabbath on the album Black Sabbath. You'll be great. Anyway,
I think that's pretty much the end of the debate for now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we gotta.
I think
get
Grace
on
should
Monday.
Have.
Absolutely.
I think Grace should have the ending, the closing statements, and then I can go.
You have no choice on this, Emmett, because I'm going to decide as the arbiter and the chief. And I always do it in the reverse fashion. So you did open the discussion. So I do give the last statement to the positive side to say this is why I was correct at the end of the day. So, Grace, I'm going to give you the floor to let you explain why everything that Emmett said tonight was not correct, and then Emmett the opposite. You know, of course, if you want to let us know where you're at, that's totally fine. I will say as well, MXXD has posted there at Yerba Mate. They are going to do an after show, so everybody's welcome. You can hang out there. I'm going to link the restream there, so if you're hanging out in the modern day debate, a live audience, you're automatically going to get pushed over there. And I'm probably going to show up because I'm tuning up. Thanks, guys. All right. Let's hand it over to Grace. 1 minute on the floor.
Just be really quick here. Is premarital sex moral? Morality has to do with prudence, the application of like what you should do in the current context that you're in rather than just what is the ideal best thing to do given like no context. And I think that throughout the entire debate, I argued that, frankly, some premarital sexual activity is by far the healthiest and therefore most prudent and therefore moral option for Christians to engage in modern dating. And the best Emmett could come up with as an alternate option was getting married young, which he nullified himself by saying that most people have severe spiritual disorders and someone with a spiritual disorder shouldn't get married. So he disqualified his own solution, but I'd be happy to learn of another solution. But I do think I proved that premarital sex can be moral and can be virtuous. Until I'm presented with another option, it seems like the best way to go for Christians.
All right. Woman on the floor, thank you so much, Grace, for your closing statement. What is this? Killer Tony says that I'm running cover for you, Emmett. I don't know how I...
Because you didn't put a second poll out.
I did, though. I just did.
Oh. He's a full atheist. How is he covering for me?
I don't cover for... I feel like if I hadn't told you that, though, you would just say, what an impartial moderator. What a wonderful guy. And now that you know...
I think you're a wonderful guy. I want to save you. That's what's going to happen.
All right, go ahead there, Emmett. I want to give you your full minute here, so don't mind me.
Well, I think we had a very good discussion. I'm really grateful for both Mother's Day debates and Grace for accepting it. I think what Grace is trying to find out is a better idea than what she had presented in front of her, that is the only possibility that she sees. And she doesn't believe that the possibility of marriage is a possible option even for the way that things are going. And that's a very big shame, because I think it is a possibility, and I think there is a way for society to move in context with Christian ethics and what we should do. She's still in the East and doesn't see why we are called to the ought in Christianity. In this case, we're called to the ought because the fruits and the results and all that comes with it will be way better than the opposite. You know, if you let yourself be consumed by degeneracy, at the end of the day, all you will have is nothing. You will be in solitude, and you will never find a way towards the home that you were supposed to do. With that, thank you.
No worries. Well, thank you so much, Emmett and Grace, for having the discussion. Once again, we are Modern Day Debate. We had a lot of fun here tonight. Like I say, I think there were things that were said on this stream that my ears have never graced before. Am I allowed to use that term, Emmett? I don't know.
Yeah, you're allowed to use the word Grace.
It's my name.
Okay, fair enough. It's all good.
Oh, that's true. That's it. You have a brain.
Well, Grace. See, I was thinking because he was getting after me because of... anyway, it's all good.
I'm not going after you. I'm telling you.
No, we're going to save you.
You know what? We're going to go after you. We're actually going to go after you. We're going to take you to
I'm
going to
get struck by lightning tonight. You watch, right?
That's going to be amazing. You know, you're going to be struck by lightning. You're going to survive. You're going to be, oh, it's a miracle. And it's because I went to church.
Right,
I need to
like
repent
this.
And convert.
Oh, man. All right. So our secondary live poll has some different results. So in the first poll, with rock and roll and everything else included, we had 35 and 45, pro for Emmett. On our second poll, we have a 60-40 pro Grace. So at the end of the day, on our 87 votes here, which would be, you know, the loyal audience that has stuck it out, Grace has won our poll here. So you both had a chance, to
Sulfa Emmett? Sulfa Emmett?
Anyway, if you haven't voted yet, I'm going to leave the poll open for a couple of minutes here, and Southern then we're going to close out the debate. But once again, thank you everybody for hanging out. Smash the like button. Once again, if you like anything that you heard from Grace or Emmett and you want to hear more, we will have them linked in the description if we have their YouTube URLs. If we don't, send them to me, guys, and I'll get them put in that in our description box.
I'm also doing like just a little processing from the debate on my kick.com/thorptube, thorptube, if you want to come say hi.
Cool.
Sorry. Thanks for the plug.
No worries. Go say hi and subscribe.
you're just helping out, Emmett. You're just having a great day.
Just helping out. I'm really happy about this debate. I think I'm really hoping that. Because when I come to the debate, I didn't came here with the idea of I'm just going to destroy her, you know? I'm just going to destroy her. If I ever have like a child and I wanted to go ahead and tell her something about this, I would really like to give her an argument that might be way more persuasive and have a little bit of a point forward. So that's what I was coming into the debate. I didn't came here with the idea of I'm just going to go ahead and blow everybody out of the water. So, yeah. I think even if the poll... which is always wrong with me, will say that I lost. I think they're wrong. They're just sad because they don't have a wife.
What? You can't say they're always wrong. They voted for you the first time.
Yeah, they're always wrong. They just did it because
they
know
voted for
you
the first time. They were wrong too, were they?
Well, the other option was rock and roll, you know?
Yeah, I cheated. You're right. Yeah, that's right. You're not wrong. Beer and rock and roll probably wins more people than anything, honestly. Anyway, thanks so much, guys. I'm going to close out the speakers here and let them go to their own spaces. If you want to join over on the Yerba Mate after show, MXXD is going to be hosting that. So thank you, MXXD, for always being in our live chat, being active and keeping things friendly, as well as Batman. We appreciate you guys.
Ryan, I got to go. My delivery is here. Thank you guys for having me.
Be
bye.
Gone. Good night. Get your delivery. Thank you.
Night.
Cheers.